Discovering your own breath prayer. Every breath you take serves as a reminder of God's gift of life and the spirit within. The Hebrew word ruach is used interchangeably in Scripture for both breath and spirit, as is the Greek word pneuma. A breath prayer is a simple, intimate, and repetitive prayer that can be repeated as you inhale and exhale. This simple practice of breathing in and breathing out, a prayer, draws you nearer and nearer to God with each breath. Today, we will explore the practice of breath prayer together. So wherever you may find yourself, if you're in a quiet place, in a yoga posture, or your favorite chair, allow yourself to settle in and to begin putting these steps into practice. If you are maybe in your car or on a walk, you can also begin to incorporate breath prayer in different ways. Allow yourself to stay present, of course, in the moment if you're not in a quiet place. But wherever you may find yourself today, know that breath prayer can meet you exactly where you are. When I had my stroke a little over 12 years ago, breath prayer met me in the MRI machine. I really did not ever remember having learned about breath prayer or having been taught the tool. However, 5 years before my stroke, I had done a Bible study, completed that study, and it did include a section on breath prayer. It wasn't until years and years later that I realized I had learned about breath prayer long before I ever needed it. So today, whether you've heard of breath prayer, practiced breath prayer, or this is brand new for you, just notice. Notice what God longs for you to hear and receive whatever may come. Begin noticing your own breath. Deepening the inhalation. Allowing the breath to travel through the nose, down the throat, expanding the chest, filling the diaphragm or the belly. Just thinking about sending each full inhale all the way down to the diaphragm. Sometimes it's easier for us to think of it as our stomach, even though we're not filling our stomach with air. But send that full deep breath until your belly expands on the inhale. And then all the breath exits the body with a full deep exhale. In the next few moments of silence, simply be present with your breath. Once you've discovered the rhythm of your breath, allow the full, deep inhale to continue with a long, extended exhale. To create our breath prayer today, we'll find one just as unique as each one of us who may be listening to this meditation is. So your breath prayer is unique just for you. It might look similar to someone else's, but most of the time when I share this tool and offer breath prayers for others, I am just fascinated by the wide array of how God speaks to us. So think of or ponder a name of God that brings you comfort or peace, or a name of God that allows you to call out with clarity. A name of God you feel confident and comfortable using. This could be any name of God. It might be as simple as God. It could be Spirit, Holy One, Emmanuel, Yahweh, Jehovah, Jesus, Savior, and the list goes on and on. The name of God you choose does not necessarily have to have any sort of religious connotation or specific expectation. This is your name of God. Allow yourself on your next several inhales to begin silently inhaling your name of God. So with each full, deep inhale, just pick one. It can be so easy sometimes to flip-flop or change our minds or think we're stuck with this breath prayer forever. This is just one practice today. So begin inhaling your name of God. It might be just for today's practice, or it may stick with you for a lifetime. But that's not for us to discern right now. Simply breathe in a name of God. Continuing to hold on to this name. We'll return to it in just a moment. Today, in this moment, as you're hearing this meditation, consider the longing of your own heart. Consider what you would like to cry out to God and say today, just in this hour, just in this moment, just right now. In only a few words, what would you like to say to God? You could offer something like, "Free my soul, give me peace, rescue me, show me the way, guide my path, speak. Lead me. Heal me." Offer me hope. Restore my joy. Whatever the longing of your heart is today, see if you can bring that into just a few words. Over the next few moments of silence, what would you like to cry out to and say to God today? As you ponder what you would long to cry out and what you wish to say to God today, I encourage you to begin doing so on the exhale. So just take your next full deep inhalation, and then on your next long drawn out exhalation, begin to silently utter those words to God that are on your heart. It's okay if they're not perfect or exact. Just begin to speak them from your heart to God. Our next invitation is to put together our inhale and our exhale. So beginning to inhale your name of God, and then exhaling the longing of your heart. Inhaling your name of God. Exhaling the longing of your heart. In the next few moments of silence, practice this prayer. If you're able to close your eyes and allow yourself to be grounded in your body, use this as a seated meditation, or maybe even a moving meditation if you're walking. Allow your inhale to be the name of God, and your exhale to be the longing of your heart. Repeat that for just the next few moments of silence as we meditate together. As you explore breath prayer today, begin allowing God to lead you to notice if this prayer is one for this time only that's been set apart, or possibly if it continues into your day, into your evening. When you need to be with God, connect with God, call out to God, and listen for God. Ponder using your very own breath, for God is as close as your breath. Creator God, we thank you for the breath of life. We thank you for that gift that you have given us. We often take for granted the miraculousness of going through life without having to think about the need to breathe, Lord. What a gift you've given us that you are as close as our breath. You are always here. So whether we recognize our breath, whether we recognize your presence, remind us today to breathe fully and deeply and to call upon you, calling out your name, calling out the longings of our heart. Thank you, God, for creating us, for making our bodies quite so miraculous. Thank you for this simple opportunity to commune with you and the gift you offer us of peace. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the ever-present Holy Spirit, we pray. Amen. Friends, I thank you for joining me today. This is Whitney Simpson, and I'm honored to be with you on this journey of exploring the gift of God's peace with your breath, body, and spirit.